From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Monday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Now, what is driving US equities, given the, if you want to look around the world, there's plenty to be worried about?
Yeah, sure, Mike. Hey, just quickly, Mike, though, before we do that, just on behalf, I just want to say on behalf of all the directors and staff of JMI Wealth and our other associated company, I just want to say that as we go about our business today of managing money, our thoughts and our prayers are with all those affected in Christchurch. Yeah, US share markets, yeah, they posted last week their best week since November, actually. So amidst all the Brexit votes and the seeming stall on US-China negotiation, amidst all of that, the S&P 500 rose 2.9% last week, so a pretty good positive number. It just shows how much, and I think this is the key, Mike, that sentiment has really turned around since December. December 24th, remember that Christmas Eve gift that we all got that we really didn't want when the markets looked very weak. But look, even news that the trade deal might not get signed until April didn't dent that sort of measured advance that we saw. Those machinations around Brexit didn't faze the US share market either, and that fed, it's just a sentiment issue, Mike. It's a sentiment that some of those issues that were being that were plaguing the market in October, November, December do seem to be being resolved, and that fed through to our local share market as well. We lost ground early in the week, but by the time the market closed on Friday, after what was a very quiet Friday afternoon, the New Zealand share market closed at 9,473. That's above the peaks of August, September and last year, and that's an over 10% rebound actually from those lows we saw in October. The interesting thing, Mike, is that these numbers are being posted and are building in the face of concern really over slowing or soft economic data. I mean, if I look last week, US industrial production, that missed expectations. Newark manufacturing activity, that hit a 22-month low. I look in Australia, the case for interest rate cuts continues to build in Australia, and this is pushing interest rates to really significant lows. So soft economic data means we're taking the central banks out of it. Here in New Zealand, I talk about the five-year benchmark swap yield quite a lot. That's at 1.96% now. It's not quite a historic low, but the historic low was in February, but it's very, very close. So this cheap money syndrome is playing along in the background as well. Look, we've got GDP numbers later this week. That'll be key to, I think, our local market sentiment. And, Mike, the market will open in a relatively subdued fashion this morning. We might see some impact on some of our sort of retail tourism stocks, but there'll be a time and place to talk about that. And
okay.
That's not today, Mike.
No, indeed not. Now, what about the manufacturing? Yep. That there's a little bit of confidence there, isn't there?
Yeah, look, we'll talk about the GDP number a bit later this week and give some thoughts as to where it might come in and why. But remember, it's a very backward-looking number. Even though it's historically, it is the benchmark number, it's the comparative for sovereign economic performance, the more timely numbers, there are more forward-looking numbers. And this performance of manufacturing index, this is probably one of those, similar to the confidence survey. So this is the BNZ Business New Zealand number. So it's reasonably sort of real-time data. Headline number, 53.7. Two things to note there, Mike. One, it's expanding. It's up 0.7% from the last read, and it's above 50. So that indicates a measure of expansion, not contraction. So a pretty good number, really, in terms of recent outcomes. It's stable, and it's creeping up. I look at some of the sub-indexes. Look at production new orders, 53.9. Production, 54.7 new orders. That's good. Those sub-indexes fell in January, so a bounce back. Employment just hovering above 50. You've got to keep an eye on that. And we've got to keep an eye on some evidence that we're getting some inventory accumulation as well. But I think it was last week, Mike, that I suggested that some of the more recent numbers seem to suggest that 2009 has started, and I think in a quietly positive manner economically. So we now ask the question whether, if we get a weakish number for fourth quarter GDP, will there be an element of looking through that to the slightly better numbers that we're sort of seeing in the first quarter?
Nice stuff. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones closed up 139 points at 25,848. S&P 500 2822 up 14, also up about 0.5%, and the Nasdaq up 0.75%, 7688. The FTSE 100 7228 up 43. The Nikkei up 163 points 21450. Shanghai Composite also gained 1% on Friday at 3021. The ASX 200 barely moved, down 4 points 6175. And as I said, we gained 38 points or 0.4%, closing at 9473. On the currencies, against the US dollar, 0.6845. We're starting the week against the Aussie at 0.9655, 0.6041 euro, 0.5147 pounds, 76.09 yen. Gold is trading at $1,302.40. And Brent crude up a little bit, $67.16.
You have a good day, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMI Wealth. He's available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz.